The Breakfast Club.
Doing a damn thing.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 26th. Go to the Breakfast Club's own DJ Envy. All right, now when I woke up this morning, I had quite a few texts from people. One of my homegirls said, what in the DL hell? Okay. My other homeboy sent me a tweet that said, you gonna take this scrap, DJ Envy? And then a group chat with Envy and Angela Yee popped up on my phone, and the text was from Envy about 1 o'clock this morning that said, so guys, apparently I like dildos in my ass. LOL. That's one blog is reporting. Then Angela Yee replied, okay, to each his own. DJ Envy responded, F you. And I did not reply because I don't know what the hell is going on.
No judgment here.
I just want to wake up in the morning, say my prayers, listen to Oprah Super Soul podcast. I wasn't ready for all this download dildo talk, okay? But I walk in the studio this morning, and everyone immediately starts showing me that DJ Envy is the number one trending topic. Over 40,000 tweets. So I'm like, well, what the hell happened? So I did a quick Google search. I Googled DJ Envy dildo. And an article from Black Sports Online pops up, and the headline says, Twitter reacts to DJ Envy asking woman on Snapchat to use strap-on and eat his ass.
Woo.
Okay, two things. I already know half of this story is not true. Envy's not cheating on his wife.
Right.
Okay, he's been scared straight a long time ago. All right? Or maybe I should say he's not going to cheat on his wife with a woman. A woman, okay?
Or with flesh.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, all right, I don't believe that part, okay? I don't know who or what, you know, Envy is having a conversation with. Only thing I can do is deal with the facts of the case. Now, do you have some of the Snapchats, Angela Yee?
Oh.
Some of the alleged Snapchats. Do you have any of those?
Goodness.
Yeah, let me pull this up.
Could you pull up some of those? I didn't have those ready. I'm still a little flustered by what I've been hearing this morning. I didn't want to put that on my spirit.
Okay, so Envy says,
all right.
He told the person, you are vicious. And the person said, I'll lick your ear as I'm slowly sliding it in. Can you feel my nipples? A few different things.
That's it?
Yeah, I can't. Okay. Some of it I can't really say.
Well, look, I can only deal with the facts of the case.
But there's some old tweets, too, that
I have those. I'm actually about to read those. I can only deal with the facts of the case. You know, the Snapchats are out there, but 6 years ago.
This is bullying.
DJ Envy tweeted, these toys say 10 plus. 10 plus, Envy? Boy, you got a 10-piece. Boy, don't be stingy. Hey, wait, this tweet gets better. Envy tweeted, these toys say 10 plus, but should say 21 plus. I can't figure these things out. Now,
what toy was this?
I
was putting together a dollhouse for my daughter, and I said, these toys say 10 plus, but they should say 21, because I couldn't figure out how to put it together. Toys. Yeah. Christmas time.
Oh, I thought you only go up to 9.5.
Yeah, I don't think a man who was taking 21-inch toys would scale down to 9.5. Okay, what is 9.5 going to do for a man who's used to 21-inch toys? And that's another reason I don't believe this, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now 5 years ago, DJ Envy tweeted, hashtag see to God feels like that first anal experience. You want to explain that one, Envy? I don't understand why you would tweet something like that, sir.
Hmm? I didn't put that.
Oh, that's the thing. You're trying to say that's a fake tweet? This is long before fake tweets existed.
No, it hasn't. I didn't put that. Wait. In what context did I put that?
Now, that's what I want to know.
There's no judgment here. Can I just bring something up that he did to me?
Yes, 5 years ago.
Yes.
Angela Yee tweeted,
I can't believe Envy thought security would stop me because he put his dildo in my luggage. Now, I didn't realize it was one that he had used.
I can barely remember what happened yesterday, so I don't understand the context of all these tweets from 5 years ago.
Well, I was going through my luggage.
Okay.
No. I didn't go. I didn't see it. And then Envy asked me, hey, did you see my dildo?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. And I said, I didn't see it. And so I didn't realize it was in my luggage.
I thought it was funny. I got the intern to go get a dildo. We put it in your bag, and I thought you was going to get stopped through security.
First of all, interns don't travel with us, you lying ass bastard.
No, up here.
You sent the intern to get a dildo, and
you took the dildo all the way to the airport. I'm disgusted that you put a used dildo in my bag.
I didn't put a used.
I just want to know why you've been playing with dildos all these years, my brother. See, now I don't know if I now I think I might believe what's on these Snapchats.
Oh, my goodness.
And here at The Breakfast Club, we keep slander for situations like this. Our producer, Daniel, has years and years of suspect audio. Some is on air. Mm-mm. Some is behind the scenes. Keyword, behind the scenes. Are you ready? Okay? Let's play some of this.
Pick up a pack of Oreo cookies in Amazie's butt.
Are you flaming?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm done, motherfucker. You sucking.
Yes, Charlamagne fucking Emmy's in the ass. He's screaming, ah!
What is this?
What's going on?
All jokes aside. Where do I work? Of all jokes, like, I thought I was the zestiest member of this show.
Now,
it's like, what
wait,
is going on?
Slow down now, for 1 second.
Can I play one more?
Okay,
just one
go
more.
Ahead.
This is because I thought about this one this morning too. I did tell our producer to grab this. This is when Ro James was here. Play this.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Ro James.
What's up?
Now, Ro, I'm going to tell you something,
what's
man.
Up, bro?
When
gosh.
You was over there doing drops, Envy looked over there and Envy goes, yo, who's that with the fatty?
I did not.
Now, listen, stop right there. Stop.
Yes, he did.
Hey, all I'm saying is, look, DJ Entry, all right? I got your back. All right, I got your back, but don't expect me to do anything else while I'm behind you, okay?
This is ridiculous.
All right?
Now, I want to just say one thing, because I work in the room, obviously, with both of y'all every day, and a lot of uncomfortable things happen here. So it is a little weird to me, Charlamagne, that you would do all these things and say all these things about DJ Envy, because there's a lot of things that I wonder about you as well. Now, I put together some audio of things that happened in the studio behind the scenes, and here is Charlamagne.
I like it rough. I need to come in. I'm not getting thrown in here with you today. Because if I get thrown in here with you today, we f***ing tonight.
Stop.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all in this butt.
Stop.
It's a space condom. I'm eat your ass. That boy better have that same energy.
Why?
I was just grabbing the Cetaphil. Don't stop.
Why? You want to wet me? Why?
You don't got that kind of that can make me yell and holler my name.
Why?
My nigga's like ass and booty. Thinking in the way he do.
I done ground all that with my dick.
Suck my G. Ain't nothing over here for you, my nigga. But vitamins and butthole.
Raindrops. Big
do that to you, man. Listen,
always think about him having a partial heart. Listen. On.
I'm not letting Cedric bust off
listen,
my face.
Listen.
Now, that's just some
listen,
of it.
Listen. Why?
That's just
why,
a little
why,
bit
why,
of things
why,
that happen.
Envy got 40,000 tweets.
Why does that happen to me? I have to defend Envy because, Charlamagne, I do feel like certain things that you say and repeated offenses
why?
Would make it seem
Envy
like...
Envy got 40,000 tweets. Don't bring this to me.
No,
why?
It is to
I'm
you.
Not on trial here.
It is to
Envy's
you.
The one on trial.
No.
I think both of you guys might like certain things even more than I do.
Listen, all I'm saying is this is the only reason I'm giving Envy Donkey today. All jokes aside, I'm not here to shame him or nothing.
Okay.
All I know is, you know, a lot of us have watched What the Health, and you know there's no benefit to GMO products. So the reason I'm giving Envy Donkey today is because I don't understand why he prefers GMO dildos over organic flesh and blood.
Why are you standing up?
Because you embarrassed
bent over.
Me. Why are you bent over?
I am shaming you. I don't know why you would shame me like this early
why
in the morning
did you
on the radio.
Get up
I have no reason.
And bend over
it had nothing to do with me. You just shamed me for no reason. Like you just had a whole blooper reel of just me.
Oh, you gotta have one of just me.
You know what? Give him me Donkey today and just let me be by myself for a second, okay? This is ridiculous.
And give Charlamagne Donkey of the Day as well.
Why I gotta be in this?
That's what he said.
Why?
That's what he said. Why we gotta be all in this?
My goodness. All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey.
Are you sure you want to thank me for that donkey?
I really don't want to thank you for that
but
donkey.
But thank him.
Did you enjoy the donkey is what I want to know, Envy.
No.
If you didn't enjoy it, if it wasn't good for you, then
it was
wasn't
a funny
good.
Donkey.
If it wasn't good for you, then it wasn't good for me.
It was a funny donkey.
And
to everybody out there, of course, the story is fake, but it's funny. I guess sometimes people are upset with their life and they do things like that, but it's okay.
Hey, we're all used to fake.
You.
Hey, we're all used to fake stories
I
up here.
By the way, the story is fake, but the dildo is real.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's the Big Stick. Foxy 99.